I was in the lobby of Lansing Residential, and I witnessed a face-down restraint of an 18-year-old girl who was being transported out of the facility to Rikers Island. The restraint was already happening when I came into the lobby. The girl was on her stomach, on the ground. There was one staff member on each leg and one staff member on each arm, and her head was being pressed down into the ground, I believe by one of the staff members' knees. I had been aware of the fact that restraints were used and that there were choreographed, diagrammed, acceptable ways to restrain a girl, which is really disturbing as a concept, and even more disturbing to witness. There were about three other staff members who were not physically involved with the restraint standing around in the lobby, and they were just chatting. The girl was moaning and saying that she was in pain, saying my back, my head. The staff members restraining her weren't angry, they weren't yelling at her. They were telling her, stop resisting, and she was saying, I'm not. She was saying, please, you're hurting me. They said they would let her head up if she didn't spit, if she didn't bite. One of the other staff members in the lobby started telling me that this girl had, earlier in the day, attacked a staff member, and there was had done some physical harm to the staff member to the point that she had to go to the emergency room. I think it was disturbing to see someone so immobilized in that way, so to have so many people piled on her that there wasn't one part of her body that she could move, that any movement of any muscle, it seemed, would be interpreted as struggling, that it was clearly physically painful, and that I couldn't picture a way that she could do any damage to these people, that this amount of force was necessary. At the same time, I believe that I was witnessing a sanctioned restraint, that this would have been carried out in a way that was prescribed by New York State as acceptable, as an acceptable way of restraining a girl. I don't know what precipitated the restraint. I don't know if her behavior warranted performing the restraint, but I feel that the staff members were performing it correctly, which is a horrible thing to say. I think next to the fact that there was a girl being physically restrained in this way, and that was really disturbing to see, I think it was even more disturbing that this was clearly not extraordinary. The other staff members in the lobby were chatting as if they were just drinking coffee together and chatting, not as if there was a girl face down with her face being ground into the carpet. There was a calm and an everydayness about it that was chilling. I saw one girl who was 12, and she was really a girl. She was really still a girl. She loved panda bears, fiercely loved panda bears. She was charming and smart. She wrote poetry. She sucked her thumb when she was upset. One of the staff members said about her, she still has her innocence. One evening I came for tutoring, and they brought her in, and she was crying a little bit, and she told me that her father had died, I think the day before. And I comforted her, and she was very sad, of course. One of the staff members who was there said, she's just trying to get attention. She didn't even know her father. And I thought, well, now she never will know her father, and that it doesn't matter. That was still her father. I really witnessed numerous times when girls were belittled or spoken to in a disrespectful way. And where I sat when I was tutoring was sort of in a little room off of the lobby. So it was directly across from the front desk, and it was a small room, and the lobby area was small, and there was sort of a glass wall with a door that went into the greater facility, and just beyond that wall and that door, the girls would be walked through on their way from class to dinner to back to their units, and you could hear them being walked through. They would have to stop at certain places and stand in line, and then they would be able to move on, you know, always escorted by at least one staff member. So it was sort of, you know, a major artery in the facility right beyond this door from where I was tutoring. So I would hear the staff members telling the girls to stop and wait and get back in line and that sort of thing. And many times there was shouting at them. But there was one time in particular that I can't remember what the words being said were, but I really viscerally remember the feeling of hearing this male staff member just berating a girl with such venom, and I could hear it so clearly through these heavy glass doors. The volume, he was really screaming. But I think just people, when you hear someone just venting such anger and you feel it in your body instead of your stomach, it creates such a fear, even though I wasn't being yelled at, that picturing a young girl receiving the force of that anger, and that probably for stepping out of line, or she was talking while he was talking. And it went on, and it was nasty, and it was personal, and it was really chilling.